Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The last thing people want in a public restroom is more germs. But depending on how they wash and dry their hands, that may be exactly what they're spreading. There's a large vein of research studying the effects of hand washing, hand drying, and germs. And the results are complicated. Take a study published in 2018 in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. The authors found, after studying samples collected from both ambient bathroom air and air dryer blown bathroom air, that because hand dryers suck in the air in a restroom, which is full of constantly circulating microbes and debris, and then spew it out at a high velocity, they actually expose people to more microbes. The researchers exposed both types of air to petri dishes and found out that when the hand dryers weren't running, only 6 bacterial colonies grew. But when the dryers were running, the total number of colonies grew to as many as 60 per plate and included strains of staph that are capable of causing serious infection. Another study, published in 2015 in the Journal of Applied Microbiology, compared different hand drying methods and their effect on germ dispersal. The researchers discovered that those vertical jet air dryers can actually spread viruses across a distance of nearly 10 feet or 3 meters. The jet air dryers are activated when a person vertically inserts their hands inside the machine, causing powerful air jets to turn on. However, the researchers found that these air jets spread viral plaques, which are groups of clumped viruses, at a rate of 1,300 times more than paper towels. The study did not investigate the distribution of bacteria, which are bigger than viruses. The findings were recorded after participants dipped gloved hands into a solution with an innocuous virus. Participants then shook excess liquid off their gloves and used one of 3 drying methods: paper towels, warm air dryers, and jet dryers. The researchers then collected air samples at a variety of distances from each type of dryer. They also used petri dishes to collect viruses that landed on surfaces adjacent to the drying stations. In the end, the jet air dryer spread viruses the farthest. So, that sounds bad. But not so fast, says Dyson, the company that makes the popular AirBlade jet air dryers. In 2008, the Dyson jet air dryer was the first such product to earn accreditation from the Royal Society for Public Health. Dyson argues that other research from 2015 found that up to 88% of fresh yet unused paper towels tested in the U.S. contain bacteria, which can transfer to hands. Dyson also contends that the Journal of Applied Microbiology study artificially inflated germ concentrations. In real-life situations, the company says, most people would not have the sheer number of viruses on their hands as was used in the study, nor would they stick their unwashed, virus-coated hands into a jet dryer without rinsing and cleaning first. So, what's the best course of action for hand washers? Even the professionals are debating the issue. A study published in Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology in 2016 compared the three-step hand-washing method outlined by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, to the six-step strategy of the World Health Organization. The study, which observed doctors and nurses using both of these hand-washing techniques, found the six-step method got rid of more bacteria. This method includes using an alcohol-based hand rub. The CDC has since changed their recommendation from the three-step hand-washing process to a five-step protocol. The issue of compliance when implementing the six-step process came up during the study, though. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Jackie Riley, the study's lead author. She said, only 65% of providers completed the entire hand hygiene process, despite participants having instructions on the technique in front of them and having their technique observed. This warrants further investigation. Taking all of this into consideration, for now, I'd say that everyone washing their hands properly in the first place is perhaps more important than which drying method is used afterwards. As we all learned at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, that's wetting your hands and rubbing all of your hand surfaces, including the fingertips and nails, with soap for at least 20 seconds, or two rounds of Happy Birthday. Today's episode is based on the article, Can Jet Hand Dryers Really Blast Out a Germ Cloud? Well, yes and no, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.